In Romania, the entire healthcare system is in terrible shape, and officials there are trying to understand why. NPR's Emily Harris went to Romania and reports that Romanian officials are now focusing on corruption.
On a bench outside a Bucharest hospital, Marin Ioana is taking a break from visiting with her ill husband. He's in the hospital with an infected leg, and she's been searching for an antibiotic he needs.
My husband is in the hospital and I have to buy the drugs for him. Where is the health insurance we paid for all these years? When they don't have painkillers, they tell you to buy it. You have to buy the bandages too. And the doctors won't even look at you unless you give them some money. I want to scream, but where to? We have nobody to complain to.
Inside the hospital, doctors are also angry at the lack of funds to care for patients, says heart specialist Cesar Macaria.
No doubt all of us are frustrated because our situation is very difficult. We are in direct contact with people who are suffering, and the lack of resources give us no chance to assure that patients will get needed treatments.
He says the government health insurance fund is to blame. It's hard to pinpoint the problem because the fund's books are not made public. Every employee and employer in Romania is supposed to pay into the healthcare fund. Although some services are not covered, hospital care is supposed to be. Even Health Minister Mircea Beiuran, appointed a few weeks ago, doesn't really know where the money's going.
Am plecat la discuție de la poziția pe care am luat-o la venire prin a controla financiar sistemul.
My first job is to get control of the financial system. Then I'll be able to answer these questions. Why are there problems in the healthcare system? Do we collect enough money for what we need? Is it well distributed? Is it well managed at the hospital level?
The minister jokes that it's not such a problem that patients pay doctors a little extra if the tips aren't too high. He will not discuss the frequent newspaper reports of crises in Romanian hospitals, from nurses getting no pay, to blood banks having no blood, to patients being denied care. Journalist Rene Porchan, who has been writing about Romania's social systems for a decade, says there are two big problems in healthcare: officials delaying government payments to hospitals so a little interest can be skimmed, and officials diverting money to cover other budget costs or to help political allies.
Toate cheltuielile care se fac în sistemul de sănătate și în orice alt domeniu.
All payments made in the healthcare system and any other system in Romania end up with someone making a little profit. When a firm wants to start selling drugs in Romania, for example, it needs to get approval from certain officials. When bids on national contracts happen, the winners are people who have paid the right kind of visit to the right people.
The Romanian government recently switched to a computerized contract system. Officials say cutting bribes and adding efficiency has already reduced the cost of one common antibiotic by 75%. Even with all the problems, Romanians say care can be fine when one can pay for it. Two U.S. troops on duty here during the Iraq War were treated in a local hospital. One had food poisoning, according to a doctor there, and one was in a car wreck. She says both recovered nicely. Emily Harris, NPR News.